This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today is Tuesday, November 4th. I'm Megan Lynch. Jefferson County Sheriff Dave Marshak says a SWAT team incident in Arnold ended around 7 this morning with a wanted person taken into custody. The standoff began around 8 Monday night at an apartment complex on Crosswinds Drive. Arnold police say the man may be linked to numerous car break-ins. A St. Peter's woman will spend 5 years in federal prison for setting a fire in Puerto Rico last January.
37-year-old Danielle Bertothi was sentenced after pleading guilty to arson. She admitted to starting the fire outside the bar that had kicked her out twice for being belligerent. The fire caused serious damage to four businesses and forced the evacuation of 40 hotel guests, though nobody was injured. St. Louis Alderwoman Daniela Velasquez, a native of Puerto Rico, issued a statement that says, "I am grateful that this nightmare for the victims of the arson in Cabo Rojo, Puerto Rico, has finally come to a close today. The outrage that spread from the internet to Puerto Rico, to St. Louis, and across the Puerto Rican diaspora catalyzed law enforcement to take action. The five-year sentence was the minimum allowed under federal law." Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Today is a municipal election day in Missouri. Polls opened at 6 this morning and will stay open until 7 tonight. There are ballot questions in the Melville and Rockwood school districts. The local governments of Clayton, Ladue, Belle Fountain, Neighbors, Creve Coeur, and Vinita Park also have referenda up for vote.
Hey, look, we can't control what happens in Washington, D.C., but we can certainly control what happens in our cities and our communities.
That's Dr. Ronald Griffin, COO for Betty Jean Kerr People's Health Center. He tells KMOX they will be providing 100 hot meals from 11 until 2 today at the People's Health Center on Del Mar.
In Missouri, there are 600,000 recipients of SNAP benefits, and of that, 300,000 are children. Dr. Griffin says the People's Health Center also operates a food pantry 5 days per week.
Every other Friday, we do a food giveaway from 10 to 12 at our 5701 Del Mar campus. Every Thursday, we have the Metro Mart that comes in. We incentivize folks and we give them vouchers to get fresh fruits and vegetables. This is something that we do on an everyday basis.
But Dr. Griffin says because of the overwhelming numbers that will be affected by the uncertainty with SNAP benefits, it will take more than the People's Health Center to sound the alarm. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
One Missouri lawmaker says the status of SNAP remains uncertain. The need for community food drives is growing.
State Representative Jim Murphy is bringing back his food drives for the first time since the COVID years. He says after running out of food on day one, he plans to return again.
There's an absolute need here, and we're here to serve them.
Murphy says there isn't much more the state legislature can do to address the problem while out of session, but praises Mike Kehoe's action of shifting millions in funding to Missouri food banks. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is explaining a comment he made during a teachers' convention, which included a four-letter directed to President Trump. Jeff Buchholz reports Pritzker's not apologizing for it.
It was a feeling I had in that moment.
The governor told reporters after an event in Glen Ellen about the moment during his speech before the Illinois Federation of Teachers last month that's making news now that it's been shared on social media. He was describing the Trump administration's moves that the governor says will harm public education when this happened.
Donald Trump and his cronies can all the way off.
The standing ovation that followed lasted for about 30 seconds. Some Republicans say Pritzker's comment debases the office of the governor, with one candidate calling it gutter language. The governor said it was a response to his belief that students in public schools are being, and this is his word, abused by the Trump administration.
That was a word that came to mind to describe it.
And he dismissed a reporter's question, wondering if his strategy was, if they go low, we go lower.
From the Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, Spirit Airlines will no longer fly out of Lambert Airport after January 8th. The troubled carrier is discontinuing service as well out of Milwaukee, Phoenix, and Rochester in what it says is part of efforts to better position the airline for the future. It's currently the seventh largest carrier at Lambert, but Spirit has struggled with two bankruptcies in less than a year, furloughs, and cuts to the workforce.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.